Human rights group Beit Salem has published a report on Israel's violations of the rights of Palestinians. The report says Palestinians, including children, are subject to torture during periods of interrogation and in Israeli jails. The rights groups received testimonials from 64 Palestinian residents, 56 of which were minors from Bethlehem and Hebron Al-Khalil districts. They claimed they were subjected to threats, violence and torture during interrogation. I spoke to a family from the village of Anavisaleh in the northwest of Ramallah. There is only one entrance into the village that is guarded by Israeli soldiers. In this area, soldiers specifically target minors for arrest and torture.
I have been arrested 3 times, twice from my house and once on my way home from school. The first time was in January. It was raining and dark. They came to my home. I opened the door and they told me to leave with them. They took me back nearby Israeli settlement for almost 13 hours. Following hours of standing outside, I was sent to Ofer prison. On the way, they forced me to stand in the freezing rain. They had tied my hands and blindfolded me. Then they told me to walk home.
Anan's mother explained the second time her son was arrested. She stated that although Israeli soldiers targeted Anan for stone throwing, they never produced the evidence.
When they arrested my son, there were a huge number of soldiers. My husband was already in prison, so we were alone. They broke down the door and asked for my son. They woke him by placing the gun to his head and forced him to walk. They claimed they were arresting him for stone throwing. They turned over my house and stole our computer. Hours after his arrest, I received a phone call to say my son was in Benjamin's settlement. When I saw him, he was wandering around in the rain with a blindfold and his hands cuffed.
The Minister of Prisoner Affairs says the Israeli soldiers do not differentiate between adults and minors.
More than 95% of prisoners, including children, are suffering from torture. Israel doesn't differentiate between a child or adult. We have even received testimonials of sexual abuse and threats against minors. They are often held for long hours, suffer sleep deprivation before they are tortured into confessing crimes they may have never committed. When they are forced to sign papers, they are often written in Hebrew, so the minor doesn't understand what he is confessing.
The report by Beit Salem says Israeli interrogators often threaten Palestinians to obtain confessions from them. The confessions are later used to convict the Palestinians. Beit Salem also says that the high number of reported cases proves that this is a systematic and illegal form of torture used by the Israelis. As the family explained to me, this is not an unusual incident, as the youth and children here are subject to night raids, arrests, torture and long hours of interrogation at the hands of the Israeli army. Nell Burden for Press TV, Occupied and Anavisaleh.